Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. Quick shout out again to my dad's Army buddies who are listening. I love you guys. And yeah, we're going to start this podcast because we're talking about, you know, a little life update and 75 hard since we have been doing it now for 45 days.
Whoop, whoop.
So we are halfway through that.
Over halfway.
Yeah, basically halfway in some days. So yeah, I guess we're kind of just going to go into that a little bit and give an update. So Cassie, if you want to start this off.
Sure. I was recently doing my calendar and I realized that the end is actually a lot closer than I thought it would be.
The end is near.
I put this week on the calendar, and technically, like, our last day is March 29th, if I remember correctly.
Which I literally thought we were going to end in the middle of March. I don't know why.
Well, that must be sad.
When we started this, I mean, I don't really, like, I keep track of the days, but I don't, if I'm being honest. I'm like, whenever the days is up on the magical calendar that I post every day, it's up, but I didn't, like, map it out into...
I actually only had to because I have to get my wisdom teeth out and I have to make sure.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, but.
Well, not excited, but I genuinely couldn't have got it done.
We're going to have to talk about when you're getting them out.
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. No,
I don't know yet. I have an appointment at the end of.
I'll tell you when you can't, when I'm gone.
But I have, I have to get, like, a pre-appointment and stuff like that first. But I had to, like, count it out because I was like, okay, like, how long do I have to, like, hopefully wait for this? Because if I genuinely got my wisdom teeth out, the chances of me being able to make 75 hard work is null to literally none.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Because I literally would have to eat soft foods, which... Mm-hmm. Could be like, yeah, I could eat yogurt, but I shouldn't be eating that much yogurt. And I also would be able to eat applesauce.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't eat any puddings or anything like that. Like, like most of the foods, like, I just couldn't eat. So, all that, that's just why I know what it is. Mm-hmm. And so it was really funny because I did my calendar, I saw it, and I go, oh, like, this whole time I've just been like, la-di-da of like, this is life right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is never going to end, knowing it's going to end, of course.
Correct.
But I didn't, like, think about the end until I saw that, and I go, well, shit, what do I do after this?
Yeah.
And I looked at, like, what, like, Andy Frisella has for after this. Not doing that. No offense. Andy, if you listen, chances are very low.
Andy, if you listen,
I'm so sorry, but I am not doing that
shit. I guess I haven't checked into the... I listened to the podcast, but it's like the Live Strong program.
Yep,
Live Hard and Live Strong.
Is crazy.
I have not checked that out
yet. It's basically like doing all this, but then you're adding more things to it.
Mm.
Like it's like this is like the stepping stone, which like, here's my thing.
So this is actually 75 easy.
Compared to what the fuck he has. Otherwise, it's like cold showers.
Oh,
and
I
like,
love that. Stop.
Like,
what?
Like, and then there was also, I can't remember what else there was, but like there's like a bunch of other things. Like there's like an intention, like you have to do like certain like things throughout the day, like intentional things. And like, it's all handy dandy, but like, I guess to me, like working on top of all that, like having like a full-time job doing all this stuff, like this is already a like extra stuff for me to do.
Mm-hmm,
and like for everybody, like, yes, it does fit into your lifestyle. But at the same time, like, depending on your job, it actually might not.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't sit down, like, I'm grateful that I can read at work. I'm grateful that I can drink a lot of water at work and mm-hmm. have a lot of opportunities to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
If I couldn't, this challenge could be so much harder by what you do during a day.
Correct.
Like, if your daily, like, I was job searching for a little bit, and some of the daily jobs I was looking into... Or literally, like, just even, like, a factory worker. You don't have the opportunity to just get up and, like, leave to piss every hour.
No.
You don't have the opportunity to sit there and chug on a water bottle all day long. Those are hard things.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, if you do that for, like, 9 hours a day, you're not going to want to be able to just, like, go and do two workouts. You'd have to do a workout before, a workout after.
Yeah.
find time to read. Make sure you got food that's good. Like, the food is a little bit on the easier-ish side if you prep it correctly. But if you don't do that, like, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, I understand why people fail. I understand, like, genuinely.
Well,
like,
life.
And, like, we've been grateful that neither of us have gotten, like, you know, horribly sick.
No. I mean.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you started puking your guts out one day.
Yeah.
How are you going to drink a gallon of water?
I mean, in life. Has life to us both, like, throughout, you know, we're a little over halfway, and I want to say, like, it's not as if we haven't been tested, because I've definitely even finding myself being, like, you know, I went through a prep. I went through two preps. I don't know why I always say I went through a prep. They're like, Jenna, you went through two. I also find myself being like, I already went through two preps. Why the fuck am I doing this? Like, I genuinely have been like that for a minute, you know, like, last week I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what am I doing here? You know, but at the same time, it's like, okay, what was the intention behind why we did this? And it was just to kind of get me more on, like, mindset and back on track. And it's crazy because last week, now, I'm, like, not much of a drinker anymore. Like, I don't drink really anymore at all. I don't use, like, nicotine products, anything like that. You know, not saying I haven't dabbled in stuff, but yesterday, Jesus, my brain. I went on a walk last week and I was walking past somebody who's smoking a cigarette and I was like, you know what? That doesn't smell that bad. I'm like, I could really use something to take the edge off, which is so crazy because anytime anyone smokes, I'm like coughing up a lung. Like my, whatever system, respiratory system is a bitch. Like, and I'm thankful she is one because I literally, like, cannot handle smoke or anything. Like, even when I try to hit something, it goes halfway down and like, I can't. It's coming back up. But yeah, I literally smelt that and I was like, oh, I could go for something to take the edge off right now. Dude. So, like, I'm human too and I'm definitely like, dude, why are you putting yourself through this when you literally just went through two preps? You haven't, I don't even know, like, the time between when we started this and when I ended my prep, I mean, I probably was out prep for like 2 months.
Cause your show was in October. So yeah, two months.
Two-ish months.
Potentially cause it was mid October. Yeah. So like I'd say three.
Yeah.
Like really close to 3 months.
Yeah. But like that's not even a lot of time for me to be out of not prep really. Just to really go back into something and be like, yeah.
Honestly
bitch,
though, what I'm saying, like this actually is like, now granted, prep is like, there's a lot more in-depth things with prep. Mm-hmm. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying this is exactly like that, but
no,
there's
it's
a
not.
Lot.
It's
of,
not. It's not.
There's a lot of aspects,
but
though,
there's some similarities.
That is like,
yeah,
like because there's even in prep, when you hit a certain point in prep, you can't have cheat meals.
Correct.
But for a while, there's like even one, like even having one cheat meal a week is more than what we've got.
Yeah,
like we can't have any of that shit. We can't have, like, not that I sit here and drink a shit ton of alcohol either.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, oh, my goodness,
like,
that looks kind of good.
In a sense, too, like, with prep or, like, and we've talked about this, like, what even is a cheat meal? Because a cheat meal is different from, like, you and me. Like, technically, you know what I'm saying? Like, my coach, you know, I'm on a meal plan. He's like, yeah, he's like, make tacos tonight or do something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm following exactly what my coach is saying. So, for me, like, it has been, if I'm being honest, nutrition's been easier than in prep. Because my macros are really flexible right now. So, as long as I'm logging things and he sees it every single day, he's like, yeah, you're straight.
See, like, it's really, see, and
with
like,
you,
this is
it's
the funny thing,
very different.
It is, because, so, obviously, like I said, the best thing about this challenge is, like, it is different for everybody, because you pick your own diet, you pick your workout, you pick whatever you want to do. And, like, for me, I did want to challenge myself. Now, I could have, which some days I frickin' regret it. Some days I'm like, why didn't I just pick a clean diet? Why didn't I just say I'm just going to cook at home? Like, why isn't that just, like, what I decided to say? No. No, it's not. Guess you went a little step farther, which is fine.
But I think you needed that for you.
And I did. And I did. And I wanted to, like, see how that would change my body, because obviously, like, I'm not eating a shit ton, like, does it suck that I can't just have, like, sometimes, like, noodles and, like, have a spaghetti? Because I love spaghetti. Dude, spaghetti's my favorite fucking food.
Yeah.
I love spaghetti. can't have it. Mm-hmm. I could have the meat in the sauce, but I can't put it over noodles. Yep. God, I fucking miss noodles. I will say one thing I miss is fucking noodles. I have found out that I can make my own bread recently mm-hmm. in like certain ways. There's like a few ways I can do it.
Yeah.
And, like that's fine, which is good. And so like, but at the same time, like, obviously, it'd be so much easier to go fucking buy bread at the store. Mm-hmm. It'd be so much easier to do that type of stuff. So I am definitely challenging myself in that way. But it's really funny because, like, things that I can't eat, I know Jenna can. And I mean, there's a lot of things that Jenna can eat compared to me.
Yeah.
In, like, terms of, like, just even noodles and stuff like that. But, like...
Yeah, if I wanted nudes.
Like, you I eat rice. Eat some nudes. I can eat rice. I can have wild rice and quinoa, which is, like...
Because Cassie's doing... Can you tell them what you're doing
it's
again?
Like the ancestral diet. So it's, like, all...
Yeah, so she's foods, limited.
Yeah, it's, like, foods that are, like, anciently, like, more grown and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so, like, when in terms of, like, breads and stuff, I can make, like, with... If I go and get, like, certain flours... And stuff like that, like, I can make it in that way. And, like, it is confusing and it is hard, but at the same time, like, it's really pushing me into a different comfort zone, and I do appreciate that. But because of that, I'm, like, it's harder for me to plan stuff, because I'm, like, okay, I have, basically, for grains, I got quinoa, wild rice, potatoes, and, like, to me, obviously, there's other stuff that I could have, but... To me, I'm just like, that's basically it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm limited.
But at the same time, like, I have made some crazy meal preps.
Yeah, they've looked amazing.
And it's also really funny because, like, for Jenna, like, I think that's why our cheat meals are so different. Mm-hmm. Because for me, I know on my diet, like, the diet I chose automatically is one that's, like, not, doesn't have, like, sugar and, like, all this extra stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Like, which is great. But because of that, like... Sometimes when I'm making, like, protein balls and stuff, I would love to just throw some little, like, dark chocolate chips in mine. Mm-hmm. And, like, things like that. Like, I can't just, like, eat that stuff on my diet. And, like, that's totally fine by me. But it does, like, have the idea that's, like, it's just not as ideal sometimes.
Correct.
But, like, I can have cacao powder and stuff like that mm-hmm. if I get the good stuff. And, like... The only thing I kind of, like, allowed myself was, like, dressings. And I made my own homemade ranch.
Yeah.
Like, I've done those types of things.
Oh, my God. The one with the dill?
Yeah.
That was fire. That was so good.
It was really good. It's so easy, too. But, like, obviously, there's some things that I've allowed myself because I'm like, you know what? With the dressing, it's going to be fine because, like, I'm not using a lot.
Correct.
Now, if I was using a shit ton of it, like, if it was, like, part of the whole recipe, I wouldn't do it.
Correct.
But, like, substituting, doing all that stuff. Like, so it is kind of difficult in that way, but... I think the thing I'm really struggling with is that I have, I've been procrastinating on certain days, mm-hmm. like, my brain does. Like, when I'm not fully in it, and I procrastinate, like, drinking the water. Like, here's the thing, at the end of the day, I know I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And what pisses me off more is that because I know I'm gonna do it, I'll be chugging 64 ounces at 7:30 when I'm in bed by 8.
Yeah.
Just because I have to get this shit done.
Correct.
And, like, it's not enjoyable. Like, the water's not enjoyable for me. Mm-hmm. I go through phases of it where I'm like, yep, I'm so motivated to drink water. This whole week, I've been drinking a whole, like, water bottle. I have 4 32-ounce water bottles, for those of you that don't understand, because, like, we have to drink a gallon. So I have 4 of these, and I usually try to get 2 done at work. And so then after work at, like, 3 o'clock, I have 2 more to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm going to the gym that day, 1 gets taken care of at the gym.
Yeah.
1's not bad by myself. But if I don't get 2 done at work, I'm struggling. Like, today. Mm-hmm. Like, the other couple days, I've had 1 done by 7 in the morning, 7:15. And then I can drink coffee, I can have tea, I can do all this other stuff. And then I can drink my other one and be totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But... The workouts, fine.
Yeah.
Easy. Because you can change it. Like, mm-hmm. you obviously are on, like, a specific workout correct. Plan itself.
Yeah.
I'm not on that. So, like, I may be shitty with my... I may be more, like, complex with my meals. Mm-hmm. But she's way more complex on her, like, workouts.
Yep.
Whereas mine is, like... I can honestly go on just walks all day long mm-hmm. if I really fucking wanted to.
And I had a deload week last week. So I had a lot of, like, I did a lot of yoga. So, like, no lifting weights last week. So even last week I was kind of like, damn. Like, I like yoga, you know what I'm saying? But doing it every day, not my favorite thing. I think for me, again, like, you know, it really hasn't been that bad. It's just been like, yeah, like, as of the past, like, 2 days, I'm like, I want something to take the edge off. I'm like, I want it to be summer. I want a fucking jalapeno margarita in my hand on the rocks. Like, I just want, like, I could go for a drink. And when have I said that? I don't remember the last time I've ever been like, yeah, I could really go for a drink. Like, I could go for a drink. Okay. Like, and it's okay.
She wants alcohol. I'm over here wanting some fucking rice and noodles.
And it's okay. You know, but like, that's so weird for me because I've not been focused on alcohol for like over a year. Plus, I haven't been, like, giving a shit about it. You know what I'm saying? Not like I do give a shit about it. I just want a freaking drink. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, I mean, it's been, honestly, like, I don't know. To me, I'm like, it's whatever. Like, it's something you do every day, and you just get it done, and you do it, and you move on. What I think has been really cool, and I don't know if you've noticed this. I think you probably have a little bit, because you've expressed it to me, is, like, the impact, like, we are making. Like, I don't know if you realize that, but a lot of people who, like, watch our stories or, like, hear what we're doing want to do it. Like, my dad's army buddy, Rick, he's, now listen, I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, but he's doing, like, a soft version.
I think the one thing, so I obviously don't like that version.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think that you can claim, like, this physical challenge itself.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like...
I was like, you're not letting me finish my thing. But yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, I wasn't done.
So sorry.
Yeah, because you
just... I got really excited.
You just took it and ran with it. But it's good.
But, like, I think that a lot of people, like, you are listening to this and don't want to do what we're doing. Because mm-hmm. it's not obviously ideal. Yeah. It's not hard for us necessarily, but, like, there's moments. Yeah. But, like, take parts of it and just incorporate it mm-hmm. into your life. I wouldn't say like going through like making it like a quote unquote challenge, but like you challenge yourself for like 30 days and just be like, can I drink a gallon of water for 30 days straight?
Yeah. So I'm giving him shit because he listens to this mm-hmm. and he, you know, did like whatever SWAT team training and all that stuff, you know, but he, you know, it inspired him to do, he's doing like push-ups before bed. Which is really cool. I'm like, frick yeah, like, he's doing push-ups, you know. Taylor, who just did my tattoo, she's like, yeah, Noah and I are looking, they're like, they're gonna do the soft. Like, I've heard a lot of people doing the 75 soft, which I'm like, you know, they're not saying they're doing the 75 hard, so I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what I think is, like, super cool is that it's impacting other people around us. Like, it's impacted Rachel, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I think is the coolest thing, is that other people see us holding ourselves accountable, that it's making them want to change, and that's what I think is really cool. I don't really care if you choose to do 75 hard or not. Again, it's all about what you need, what you can do, what works for you. But I think it's awesome to even just start something, because I think that's amazing. So, literally just start something, because why not? What do you have to lose? And it's just like, it inspires me, like, hearing them talk about how they're implementing new stuff and what they're doing, you know, or, you know, doing these type of workouts, and they don't usually work out normally. I'm like, that's really, honestly, cool.
I think it's kind of crazy, because people don't realize that, like, it doesn't take, like, obviously, we went through, or, like, for me, obviously, I was doing nothing in terms of fitness for a little bit before we started this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had in the past, but just like in the moment, I was not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I went full 360, yep, we're just doing this cold turkey, like, don't have a choice anymore. And you don't have, obviously, like, you don't have to do that. And,
mm-hmm.
but in your own life, like, obviously Atomic Habits, we've talked about this book multiple times, but it does talk about, like, just the 1%, like, having, mm-hmm. having yourself go and do something. There was, it's the book I'm reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what it's called. Oh, How to Do the Work. It was this girl that she knew she needed to change a lot about herself, whether, like, when, in terms of, like, fitness, emotional state, being with a significant, like, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything in life. She's like, I need to change. I need to do something. And she was recommended to just do one thing. And she decided to drink a singular glass of water. And then mm-hmm. she was like me, didn't drink water.
Yeah.
Didn't drink water. I never fucking drink water. Unless I was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fucking like it.
Yeah.
So if I didn't go to the gym, no water.
Yeah.
Coffee. But, like, she ended up taking every morning before her coffee, she fills up her glass of, like a little 12-ounce thing of water.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks it.
Yeah.
Every single day. And after, like, a week of that, she was more motivated to add another step.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the crazy thing is you, like, people assume that that's not going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
They have this idea of, like, well, why would I want to do that? Like, if I'm going to keep adding stuff to myself, like, why would I want to do that? Because the end result of doing everything we have on our goddamn checklist,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. Every single day, it's not, that's why people fail. It is a lot of effort and you have to intentionally do it. If I sat here and waited to do every single thing on the checklist after work.
Yeah.
A, I'd be very unhappy after work.
Correct.
But B, it's because it's so difficult to get it all done. You have mm-hmm. to do two different workouts and try to have a space in between. They can't just be back to back.
Yeah.
Like, even on some of my days, and like, I know that I think there's like a specific amount of time between the two that you're quote unquote supposed to have between them.
Yeah.
And like, I try my best to, like, I refuse to go from like one thing to the next. Like,
yeah,
I
for
try
sure.
to keep at least an hour in between. At least, like, I try.
Yeah.
If I have to leave both of my workouts to the afternoon. But like, people assume that like, looking at our checklists, I could never do that.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot to look at right away. But if you think about it in like, terms of, hey, maybe you don't drink a lot of water. Maybe you drink zero water. Mm-hmm. Having one water bottle a day. It could be 32 ounces. It could be a smaller one. It could be a 20 ounce thing.
Yeah.
It could be one glass of water. Something small and starting and going. Because what I'm realizing is after knowing that there's an end to this, I have recently, and like, obviously, whether it's healthy or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've been like thinking of like, how am I going to end this? Like, I can't just go from this to just nothing. Like, I can't, like, I'm going to have, like, it's going to be weird if I don't do everything all day. And I don't want to necessarily drink a whole gallon every day. If I do, great.
Yeah.
But like, not forcing myself to sit there at 7:30 and chug two things of water just because I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
But like, I was thinking about the workouts, like, am I going to want to have two 45-minute workouts, one being outside? Mm-hmm. I kind of like my workout outside, yeah. But like, being able to, the option for a rest day, being able to have the options of eating a few meals that aren't necessarily on meal plan or just mm-hmm. having a dessert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, those things, like, kind of having that in mind, I'm like, honestly, my life's not going to change drastically after this, because a lot of things I'm going to keep.
Correct.
I've always wanted to keep reading. I've always wanted to be a person that read it every day. This was the easiest way for me to get into it.
Correct.
And like, those are things that I don't want to necessarily like.
Yeah, there's like good habits that you're like adding and stacking onto what you want. It's just helping you build a firmer foundation of those habits.
Yeah.
You know, it's making you disciplined in the habits that you possibly should have, you know, in your daily everyday thing. Now, yeah, is it ideal to take a 45-minute walk every day? Like, for me, like, no. And I love being outdoors, but like, with my travel time.
You can knock it down minutes.
It's
wise.
Just the purpose of getting outside. You know what I'm saying? So I've already done that. It's just, you know, making it easier for when, let's say, this challenge ends eventually. You know, these are just habits that you can take with, and you can do as much or do as little as you want. It's really up to you at the end of the day.
And they talk about, they say that like 21 days does create a habit. And mm-hmm. I told Jenna, I think around 20s, 30s, I was like, it's kind of weird because I just do it.
Yeah.
Like, I think hearing other people talk about 75 hard,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting because granted, everybody has their own experience, personal experience,
yep.
everything. And I also, like I mentioned earlier, like, depending on the job you have.
Yeah.
Does play a huge role in this. But I was like, it's not, I did think this was going to be more difficult. Now, it's not always been rainbows and sunshine because chugging all this water, having to force myself to make food all the time because I can't, there's no other options.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff, like, it isn't the most ideal.
No.
But I thought that it was going to struggle way more in a sense. And so I've actually tried to put myself more into doing like, cause it is a mental challenge and like mentally I feel like I actually didn't take as big of a hit as I thought I did. So that's either a really good positive because I was mentally stronger than I thought I was, or I just am not challenging myself in other ways enough. And so I actually try, I'm like specifically picking out books to like mentally feel push yourself, like I'm getting like, you know, everyone needs to get mentally stable at some point. Like or no one's fully mentally stable. Correct. I don't think ever, but just like working on those things and like trying to get more like, I try to journal and like, I try to add things onto my daily schedule just to kind of like push myself a tad farther on it.
Yeah.
Just because fitness wise, like, yeah, I'm like, obviously we see results from this because there's no cheat meals. There's no alcohol. There's none of that. Like
none of the extra stuff. Yeah.
And on top of that, we have to work out. Like,
correct.
So like, obviously that's a given and obviously we've seen results in that way, but the mental side, like this is what it's for, where I really want to like hone in on that side and like especially like knowing there's only 30 days left.
Correct.
Like what can I, what, like a lot can happen in 30 days.
Correct.
I can do, you can change a lot in 30 days. So like truly I'm kind of just like, it's more motivating for me now to really hit it harder.
Yes.
Because I can, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do, I don't, I'm not going to do this forever.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I got 30 days to do it. 30
days till go time, baby.
Yeah. Really, it really is. Like, which is kind of crazy.
Literally, end of March, we're going into April. Skinny.
And, quite frankly, my Apple Watch be blowing the fuck up with all these awards.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The amount of awards you win when you're just working out, your Apple Watch will let you
know. Literally is like, new award, new move streak, new this streak. I'm like,
Cassie's like, I've never seen these in my life.
I'm like, well, cause I'm like, some of these, I'm like, okay. Like, even when I was working out consistently, like, you have a rest day here and there, like, or like, you have a day that's 7 day slower,
workout week,
but like a full, like, 7 day workout, but on top of that, hitting every single one of your things, like, all three rings every single day, like, someday, like, on Sundays, it was usually a slower day, so like, the chances if I got, like, fully moved calories and stuff like that was a hit or a miss.
Yeah, you be closing your rings, like, almost every day, because it says, Cassie closed her rings. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm always like, this bitch has her... I'm like, how low does she have her shit? I'm like...
Not that low, actually.
I know, but I've checked... I checked it, because I have mine, like, extremely high, just because I'm like, whatever. I'm like, I want to burn all these calories.
See, like, I mean, I make mine, like, pretty realistic, because I want to be able to get those on, like, a day if I didn't hit the gym. Like, I want to, like, challenge to get those on, like, without the gym.
Oh, no. Yeah, I want to like, get those in, like, without the gym.
Not in, like, a crazy way.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm just, like, I mean, I wouldn't have mine in, like, 2,000s or 3,000s or anything crazy.
Yeah, I don't have it like that. Mine's, like, 1,000.
I think mine's, like...
I think yours are, like, 6... Is it, like, 693 or something like that? It's something weird. It's 6 something. Last time I checked it was like 600 something. I was like, interesting.
Okay, maybe, I was gonna say, I thought, I was gonna say like,
unless we moved it up.
It used to be in like, I used to have it like 500. And then I was like, nah. I was like, I can have it at like, I can put it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, but I think my workout minutes used to be only like 30.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, obviously I'm going to hit more than 30 every single day. I was like, correct, I need to make sure I'm hitting like higher than that. And so I think I moved that to like 60 something.
Yeah.
Or maybe 90 something. Something like that. I don't know. I tried to change mine, but you know, we're just doing it.
I'll have to look again. Cause every time it's like, it's closed and I'm like, bro, how? I'm like,
I'm just here for the awards.
I only close my rings on like leg days. Those are the only days because I feel like I'm in the gym for like almost 2 hours. But other than that, like I get very close. I don't know. I guess I would have to look back. I've been forgetting for the past 2 weeks. I've been forgetting my Apple Watch. Like in the morning I go to the gym. I literally look at my Apple Watch.
Today. I don't know if I'm going to close all my rings today. I'm going to be so pissed.
I look at my Apple Watch.
I have like a 44 day streak.
Yeah. I look at my Apple Watch and I'm like, make sure you grab that on your way out. And then I never grab it.
Do you not wear it every day?
Yeah, I usually do, but I go through things where I forget. I just forget it in the morning. Like if I'm running late to the gym.
You don't wear it at night?
No. It needs to charge. When is it going to charge?
Oh, well, it tracks your sleep too.
I get notifications. I don't want my like watch blowing up.
Oh, I just...
I have everything. I know I do have everything on silence, but I still get shit. That's the thing.
Oh, I kind of fuck with it because my alarm actually starts, it like buzzes.
Yeah, buzzes on your...
And I kind of like
that. I've worn
it
to bed a few times. I didn't know it tracks your sleep, though. I didn't know how...
There's an app that you get...
I don't know how effectively it tracks your sleep.
Actually, not bad. I don't think I want to know.
I think I would like to be naive about my sleep. If I'm being honest, because I don't want to know, because then it's going to be like, you suck. And I'm going to be like... Fuck off, like.
Well, no, but you like, you make it your own, like, you give it goals. So like, my goal is like seven and a half hours.
How does
hours
it know
sleep.
When you fall asleep?
Jenna, you know how many watches? How does it know your heart rate? How does it know how many calories you burn?
Well, what if I'm not sleeping? What if I'm just meditating?
It knows. No, it knows. It can tell that when you're like awake versus sleep. I think I was sleepwalking one night because it told me I was awake. Like an hour one night, and I don't recall.
Paranormal activity,
dude.
Bro,
no,
stop.
I'm not even kidding you. I used to sleepwalk all the time. So like,
dude, me too.
Dude, it's crazy.
Like, I think that's some fucked up shit.
I used to sleepwalk, talk, eat.
No, same. Dude. I would like walk down the stairs. Me and my sister shared the bedroom upstairs, and I'd walk down, and I'd be like, I didn't use the bathroom. My mom would guide me into the bathroom. I would have been fine, but she would guide me into the bathroom.
And you ask questions? My ass just did shit.
I would literally pee. Well, cause no, they'd be like, Jenna, what are you doing?
Oh,
like they would talk to me. Yeah, they would talk to me. And I would literally like, I used to like go and use the bathroom and then walk all the way back upstairs.
I literally had, one day, it was a Saturday and it was when we lived in Brownsville still.
Yeah.
And my mom's such a light sleeper. And she heard someone in the kitchen. It was like 6 a.m. Like me, yeah. I don't get up that early.
Yeah.
I had to when school was on, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But she goes out into the kitchen. She's like, Cassie, what the fuck are you doing? I'm pouring myself a bowl of cereal.
Yes, I remember this.
And my mom's like, what are you doing? And I was like, getting ready for school. It's fucking Saturday. Put the cereal away and go to bed. And I guess I just went, oh, okay. Went to bed.
Yeah.
Like, I used to wake up in the middle of the night, out in the living room, sitting on the couch with the cat. And one time I got sick. I just like woke up, puked everywhere.
Yeah.
I hit the cat.
What? I bet John and John love that.
My mom. My mom, like I said, light sleeper. So anytime I got sick, anytime something happened at night, I'd go, Mom.
Yeah.
She'd get up.
The classic.
You heard her. And then she walked right to my room. She goes, where the fuck are you? Out here. What? Oh, I got yelled at. She goes, why are you playing with the cats in the middle of the night? And I go, I wasn't. But I couldn't tell her how I got out there either because I didn't know.
Man, childhood's a trip. Let's just go back.
It's crazy.
It was so much fun.
And now I live alone, so like, Philly's not gonna tell me if I sleepwalk.
Yeah, I don't.
I sleep talk sometimes too.
I don't know. Apparently I have a few times. I've been told I sometimes say stuff in my sleep, but.
Will says every once in a while actually, he doesn't know. I think one time he saw me like, get up, like look at my phone and like go back to bed, but like, he's a heavy ass sleeper, so he's never gonna fucking figure it out.
I've been told that I kick. My mom used to not want to sleep with me because she's like, "You kick in your sleep." I'm like, "No, I don't."
Dude, one time I literally woke up. I was sleeping with my mom. We were at her parents' house. Like we were down in Iowa. Freaking! I woke up. Me and my mom are on this like queen bed together.
Yeah.
I woke up from my side, stood up, walked around to my mom's side. Tried to lay in bed and told her, like, get out. Because she was on my side of the bed. My mom, like, yeeted me over to my side. And then I proceeded to then sit up and tell her how I couldn't draw a straight line. And how I was very persistent that I couldn't draw a straight line. And my mom was like, Cassie, go the fuck to sleep. And I was like, I can't draw a straight line. And I was like, valid, I can't. So that's
your child, you was really stressed
out.
But
my mom said that I would like every once in a while, like I'd hit or kick her, and like it's so funny to me because like I obviously have zero ideas of this. I'm very.
You really wanted to hit and kick her.
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't? Like everyone wants to hit or kick their mom at some point, right?
No.
Okay. Well.
I never wanted to do that. My okay. mom wanted we're to hit me. Names. Yeah.
My mom hit me.
My mom hit me too. It was deserved. I mean,
not abusively, yeah, but no, she just slapped me when it was definitely necessary.
It was deserved. When I got slapped, it was definitely deserved, and I respect her.
They should have hit me fucking harder sometimes.
Yeah. The sass.
Oh,
thank you. Well, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Story time. Hope you guys enjoyed. Flashback to our childhoods.
Talk about a great life update there.
Literally. But, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for going through 75 hard with us and listening. And hopefully this also inspires you to kind of, like, pick something up new yourself. Or just do something for yourself in general.
Look into it.
Yeah. But we wish you guys the most beautiful, blessed Sunday. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.